Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. When I take my Holy Girl Walk, it's on the perimeter of wheat, soy, and cornfields that touch my property line. I live on a hobby farm with 2 horses, 5 goats, a black sheep, 1 very fat donkey, a peacock, a dog named Moose. Oh, and we just added 2 ducklings. I love this little nook of the world God has entrusted to me and Farmer Bob. That's what I call him. But to be honest, that's a lot of sarcasm. We barely are farmers, but we do take good care of those animal babies. Anyway, let me tell you how walking and meditating can often create a learning lab for your spirit. As I was walking and meditating on the first 2 verses of Psalm 91, as you will today, I could not help but think, yes, I walk out into the nearby farm fields each day, but I keep going back to my little farm because it's where I dwell. And that is the invitation of Psalm 91. We get to keep going back to God Most High every day, not just on Sunday morning, not just for small group Bible study, every day, every hour, every moment. Bring your mind back to the greatness of God. Now, why? Why do we keep going back to the greatness of God? Well, you don't have to read many headlines to see that the world is severely broken. War, hatred, unrest, natural disasters, and the cultural conversations have gotten so confusing and opposed to God, we're anxious as a result. But we can choose not to be. I'm not saying it's easy. Remember, I've fought this one on the hot pavement of life. But I'm saying we get to be in the driver's seat of our mental well-being. Philippians 4:6-7 reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Peace. We can turn our anxiety in for peace. That's a good trade, my friend. And that's what you're doing when you take the Holy Girl Walk and meditate on Psalm 91. You're getting in the driver's seat of your emotions by dwelling on God, coming back to Him. Okay, you're going to stack verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 91 on top of each other, and this is when it starts to get fun. As you become more and more familiar with these words, God will teach you more and more about the words and Himself. Now, before I set you free, we aren't sure who wrote Psalm 91, but it is grouped into a section in the Psalms called Book 4, which includes chapters 90 to 106, and they're considered a collection because they share a common theme: the reign and rule of God. Each one reminds us to face the brokenness of this world and our lives by looking at them through the lens of God's sovereignty. Today, I want to invite you to remember that God is in control of everything going on around you. Now, let's walk that belief out as you continue to memorize Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Now, some of you received the Holy Girl Walk Season 1 kit, with a memory guide and memory cards as a thank you gift for being my freedom partner. That's what we call the Friends of True Girl and Born to be Brave, who give regularly and pray for us. And I just want to say thanks to you, myself. I could not do what I do to set hearts free without your help. Learn how you can become a freedom partner at danagresh.com/partner and find out what the thank you gifts are right now. Happy walking, friend.